Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you setting goals but falling short? Does your business seem like it's not going anywhere? Don't give up. It's not your fault. Welcome to Divinely Driven Results with Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Divine business strategies for real results. Host and faith-based coach Elise Smith challenges business owners to partner with the divine in their lives and in their work. Elise helps entrepreneurs find those key missing pieces of God, mindset, and strategy, and how to put them together so you can succeed. Your next big win is closer than ever with Elise coaching you on how to get there, how to prepare yourself to reach your next goal, and how to aim higher than you've dared to dream. Ready to be inspired and take action? Grab your list of goals and let's get down to business. Divinely Driven Results with Elise Smith. Divine business strategies for real results starts now.
Hi, faithful ladypreneurs. I'm Elise Smith, your faith-based business coach, and you're tuned in to Divinely Driven Results on Transformation Talk Radio, where you learn and implement divine strategies for real results in your business. Now, I want to ask you, how do you stand out compared to all the other coaches or all the other people who sell exactly what you sell? Well, today we're going to talk about how you can get unruly and get rich by following some of the same principles that Jesus taught us in the Bible. And I'm so excited to have my amazing friend Ann Bennett on the show here with me tonight. So Ann, please tell us who you are and what you do.
Well, thank you so much for having me. This is really exciting. Well, I'm Ann Bennett Marketing, and I've developed something called Renegade Branding. And I've been working with entrepreneurs, mostly women entrepreneurs, to help them to illuminate, translate, and magnify their brilliant brands so that they can put themselves into their brand, their personalities, their beliefs, everything that they value really are the things that distinguish you from other people doing the same thing that, you know, like we were talking about, at least life coaches, right? Or realtors or whatever it is, right? And I think, and you know, from working with me, you and I worked together and you were saying, I don't think I can have people know, you know, that I'm Christian. I'm like, oh, Christian, that's awesome. It's like this whole distinguish, you know, it's something different. And people will be, you know, with a brand, you want people to be attracted, that believe the same things that you believe, mm-hmm. and repelled if they don't.
Yeah.
It's great, right? It's a great distinguishing factor. And I think I was teasing you one day and I was saying, how about bad girls of the Bible?
Yeah, I remember that.
And you're like, ooh, you know, I can kind of push people out a little bit. And sort of laughing and off camera before we started, you were like, well, what about Jesus? And I was like, oh, that guy was a major rebel. Are you kidding me? He was like upsetting the status quo. He was bringing in a whole new way to the idea of forgiveness, of course, is completely like nobody did that then. We hardly do it now,
yeah.
You know, but he ushered that whole concept in and people were like, well, you're like this rebel troublemaker, you know, the Romans were not too, you know, they weren't too excited about that. So I think, you know, there's so many, as you know, there's so many stories and so many lessons that we can learn and apply. You know, the whole idea, I think that anyone, particularly women who are looking to build businesses, there's an inner rebel mm-hmm. somewhere, right? That maybe, you know, a lot of times people are like, I'm not really a rebel, but I'm like, oh yes, you actually are. You might be a quiet rebel. But you are a rebel. And, you know, wanting to do something, make an impact in some way is like I say it's becoming an outer rock star. And you have, you know, you've experienced this and you demonstrated this very, very, very well.
Well, thank you. Yeah. And yeah, I have to brag about Anne for just a second. So she was one of my first, I think she was actually my first business coach. And so working with her was just amazing because at the time I was offering, I think my coaching services for like $25 a session and I would coach anyone on anything. I'm sure this sounds familiar for some of you guys. And I worked with her and I, you know, she pushed me to basically find out more who I was and how I could really bring that into my brand and be able to share that with the world. I had not thought about being a faith-based business coach until I was talking to her one day and she was talking to me about, you know, bad women of the Bible or whatever.
Bad girls.
Yeah. Bad girls. Oh, I remember that. It was wonderful. But that's the thing is that I like this topic of get unruly and get rich because of the fact that we can be rebels and not like go against God's principles. Right? You just talked about how Jesus is the perfect example of that. There used to be X amount of steps you could take on a Sunday. Like if you took, you know, 500 steps and you ended up in a field, you couldn't come back home that night because that was the law. And he said, okay, there's the spirit of the law versus the actual law. And so I love that. So tell us a little bit more about what that means to get unruly and actually get rich from that.
Well, I think, you know, it's such a great thing to discuss, right? Because everyone has their own definition of what getting unruly actually is. Mm-hmm. For me, it's looking at, I was just discussing this, you want something, you desire something, you'd like, you have an intention for something to happen. And there's the path that everybody takes to get there. And then there's your path. And they're different, generally. More power on your path and leave a space for other people to follow you than follow the main road. Mostly because the main road is usually absorbed by the status quo of thinking, right? And in order to stand out and really have a business that aligns with who you are, your heart, your values, what you do, you need to begin to have the courage to speak your point of view, your mind, what you're after. And that's how you actually, I mean, that's what I call getting unruly. Mm-hmm. It's like, do it your way, okay? Because there's other people that would just be so amazed to find someone doing it like that they could align with, yeah. Right? My whole thing is that you don't sell people things, people aren't even attracted to you unless they believe what you believe. Mm-hmm. So you need to let people know what you believe, right? So if you're a Christian, there's many people, obviously it's one of the largest beliefs in the world, you know, the largest religions, there's many, many people that are interested, that want to be with somebody who aligns in that way. So if you're trying to hide that or you don't want to talk about Jesus, it's kind of, it's a detriment actually to you and it's a non-service to other people.
Yeah. I love that. And I like how you said you need to be able to figure out what get unruly means to you, right? It's not just following the status quo or walking in somebody else's shoes. It's you embracing your own path and understanding what is important and good about you. Before the show, we were talking about quirks, about how quirks make you stand out amongst other people. My husband and I were talking about my quirks the other day, and I have like 10 different quirks, and most of them around food. So add that into my brand or something. Tell us a little bit more about your journey. How have you gotten to this point where this is your message to share with the world?
Well, I think, you know, my belief is that we're made on purpose for a purpose, right? Yeah. By a purpose. So we all come with gifts, all sorts of kinds, right, in all sorts of different ways. When you can really embrace who you are, it's usually who you were as a child. When you can embrace that, it gives you a tremendous amount of power. So for me, I was always a very passionate, excited kind of kid, curious about everything. And I remember telling my father, who used to say to me, "You think you can have anything you want?" And I'd be like, "Yeah, why not?" <You know? laughs> Is there something wrong with that? You know? And I think, I grew up in California in a two lovely parents kind of thing. And I never really saw the world like it always felt like I was different than everyone else. And I don't know if you can relate to that, but I always felt like I had a bigger heart than everyone else, or I had more feelings about animals and the environment and human beings than everybody else. And it was difficult growing up. And my grandmother was extremely religious, and she had me memorizing the books of the Bible for a dime. Every book I could remember, I got a dime. It was awesome. Or she had me singing in front of her congregation. I could still sing the songs. "I washed my hands this morning, so very clean and bright. And sent them both to Jesus to work for him till night." You know, aww. Nobody knows this about me, okay, you guys? I'm only sharing it with you. Very, very involved in Christianity. And I think that we have a great capacity to love as human beings, mm-hmm. when we can see that we're not really different, and yet we're very different. Like our cultures are different, and how we're raised is different. But as human beings, we really all want the same thing. Yeah. And it's really important. And I think, I don't know if I answered your question.
That's beautiful. I love that.
Okay.
Good. So give me what's that one golden nugget you would say about this idea of getting unruly and getting rich? What is that one thing you could tell us that you feel like would really help people to understand this concept and apply it in their business?
I think one of the fastest ways to really tap into what you care about is to ask yourself a question. What breaks my heart?
Yeah.
And on the flip side, what makes me hop and mad? I'd use another term, but I'm not sure that'd be acceptable on the show.
Hop is good. We're good with hopping.
Hop and mad. We're good with that. Okay. What makes me incredibly angry, right? And when you can write about it, just start writing, this is what really breaks my heart. This. And these are the things that make me very, very angry that are going on in the world, because you know it doesn't have to be that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know there's another way to do it. Then you start to, how can you take those values and the things that you've written and communicate it in your brand, in your business? Because people are going to follow you because you stand for something larger than whatever your business is. You know, like I always say to people, you know, people don't follow me because, we do branding and messaging. Okay. That is not why. They follow me because there's so much more happening and they're interested in what are all the philosophies and the things that I stand for, which is, you know, love and everybody belongs and you are perfect the way you are. Things like that, that are more universal. And then I have a little of the freedom fighter in there, because I have to raise a ruckus, fight for, human rights. But that is very, very important for people to start to dig. It's do the deeper work. And I know you probably teach this, Elise, too, mm-hmm. in journaling and things like that. Do the deeper work, because it's not about, you know, you're a life coach, or it's not about, you know, you sell cosmetics or whatever it is that you actually do. People buy because they're buying a future that you are promising if they work with you, and something bigger. It's always about something bigger, because I think as human beings, we aspire to be bigger than our personalities, right? And for, you know, it's like understanding that you are, you know, the kingdom of heaven is within you, which basically means you are made from the same substance as God. So go be godly. You know, why are you holding back? Because everything you do is perfect. That's my philosophy about it.
Yes, absolutely. And I was just thinking, you know, this concept of selling something bigger than what we're really doing, right? Once you identify what that is that, you know, ticks you off or, you know, really makes you sad, I get heartbroken how many women give up on their goals and dreams because they don't believe in themselves, or they don't feel like they have that strength or support or whatever it is. And so that's one of my passions. But, you know, you think about Jesus and how he sold something bigger than even him. He said that he is that messenger, right? Like everything he did was to come back to the Father and to do the Father's will and to teach us mm-hmm. to do the Father's will. And so even though it seemed like he was just teaching these unrelated types of principles on like the Sermon on the Mount or something, as we know as Bible mm-hmm. goers, that it was always something bigger. And I think that that's a great point that you just made. Thank you so much, Anne. Awesome.
My pleasure.
Well, good. Well, thank you for being on this show today. It's just been a pleasure, and it's just fun to have your spunky personality that is really just a joy to be around, and the light that you have to share with other people is amazing. So
thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And if you guys want to hear more of Anne Bennett, come join Faithful Ladypreneurs Facebook group, where the week that this show airs, she will be doing a live video. Do we have a topic yet on that one, or any kind of thoughts on what you want to share?
I don't know. I think, well, you know, I didn't really talk about the essence of who you are.
Yeah.
And because I have these branding cards that really help people distinguish. Like we're talking about, how do I tap into how I'm different? And I said today, well, you know, what breaks your heart and what makes you hop and mad? So we can continue that conversation in a little bit different way, which is kind of fun because I have these cards and you can identify your personality style, what I call your branding style.
Awesome.
And we can talk about how you apply that to your business so that you can use your vibe, I call it your vibe, your energy signature, if you will. Everyone's energy signature is different. Like, you know, you and I are quite different in our energy signatures, yes. Which is kind of great because you can see the polarity there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And both as equally as fantastic, right? Yeah. So we'll talk about that. I think that would be fun.
Awesome. That sounds great. So you guys got a little sneak peek about what she's going to discuss. So come join Faithful Ladypreneurs. And Anne, if they want to follow you and get to know you a little bit more, how can they find you?
Well, you can go over to my website, which is annbennettmarketing.com, A-N-N-B-E-N-N-E-T-T marketing.com. I'd like to offer everybody a really cool thing that I created called How to Create a Client-Getting Brand. And it touches on the things that we talked about today. So it's like, what are your quirks? What do you like? What are your values? All those questions. It's like a kind of a little workbook that I think is really awesome. So they can get that at, https://bit.ly/client-getting-brand.
Awesome. Sounds great. Well, make sure you check out Ann Bennett. She is absolutely amazing. And thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, my pleasure.
And for all of you guys watching. So we will see you next time on Divinely Driven Results.
Thanks for listening to Divinely Driven Results with Elise Smith on TransformationTalkRadio.com. We all have a voice of self-doubt in our heads, that jealous inner dream stealer. Tune in every week as Elise Smith coaches listeners on how to overpower doubt by building belief in who you are and what you want to achieve. Let go of that dream stealer telling you no and dive into expansive potential. It's not just you. Your business needs divine inspiration and action too. Join in next week as we dig deep into what drives us to pursue success while empowering your mindset and setting strategies that work for who you are and your uniquely busy life. Experience the power of divine inspiration and practical guidance from a faith-based business coach. Learn more by visiting www.divinelydrivenresults.com.